So, obviously, all week people have been reacting to the capture of Maduro by Trump and some of the saber-rattling from the Trump administration about taking Greenland and, you know, new American empire, taking Canada and things like this. And one of the people I saw reacting was Matt Walsh. Now, I have to say, before I even get going on this, I don't like Matt Walsh, okay? Why don't I like Matt Walsh? Because he works for Ben Shapiro. He works for Daily Wire. Okay, this is the sole thing you need to know about Matt Walsh. He has license to be a little bit more based, you could say, on various different things than his master, Shapiro. But what is Walsh doing? Okay, what is his basic role in the, you know, grifter ecosystem, the right-wing Zio-shill ecosystem? It is to act as a siren, okay, to get people, to attract people over, to get views and eyeballs and loyalty to the Daily Wire brand. So he is a siren call, drawing young men and women too, over to, in my opinion, the dark side. He's working for Shapiro. So before all other things, nothing Matt Walsh ever has to say can be relevant because of this bottom line. If Matt Walsh wants to be taken seriously, he needs to leave Daily Wire. And I've said that before. But this video is not about that. It is about a weird tendency that Matt Walsh has epitomized that I see in some Americans and certainly that I've seen on Twitter this past week. You know, one of the tweets that caught my eye is when he was saying, like, he was talking to this, he quote tweeted this Canadian guy, and he said, look, here's what you got to understand. We're the boss, and you have to do what we say, okay? We're the boss, and you have to do what we say. You know, you being Canada, we being America, okay? And, you know, I've been seeing tweets like this all week from various different people. There was one tweet that I put out that somehow the slop right got hold of in America. I asked, why was it that the Trump admin bombed the tomb of Hugo Chavez? Like, what is the strategic purpose of bombing the dead body of Chavez? Okay. And that tweet got, I mean, it was quote tweeted hundreds of times. It got 1,400 replies. Okay. How many of those are bots? Who knows? But the fact of the matter is that most of these replies were gleefully sadistic, okay, or nihilistic. They were saying, well, it's funny. It's great to humiliate your opponent. And I don't really like these sorts of sentiments, not because they're American, but because to me, they just smack of a lack of honor, a lack of fair play, and they're codified as heel. Now, I talked about this on my recent Office Hours show. I have to say, I didn't like it. I didn't like the humiliating, like, parading around the streets and all of that. And I'm going to do a special video on this because this is a side of the certain section of the American character. I don't think all Americans are like this, but there's some. I remember the Abu Ghraib abuses right back in Iraq kind of period. I didn't like that. I didn't like it. Some nasty section of the American right at that time, the neocon right, were kind of like they were happy about it or something. I don't really. It's not nice. It's just perverted, kind of almost like kind of beta rage cuck type stuff. I don't like it. I really don't. And the person who I really saw doing it more than anyone else was Matt Walsh. I don't like that kind of, like, oh, you know, it's great to humiliate your defeated enemy and all that. Like, this to me is dishonorable. I don't like that mindset. It's very, I don't know, rubs me up the wrong way. I don't like it at all. I feel like it offends my sense of fair play. I just don't like it. You know, you don't kick a dog when it's down. It's just scumbag behavior. But certain section of Americans seem to get off on that. which strikes me as kind of perverse and almost BDSM sadistic type stuff. Weird. Yeah, the guy saying it's spiritually, you know, the behavior of a nether people is about right, I would say, the guy in the chair. It's just gross. You know, as you saw, even in the cases where the British were doing this, you know, they'd exile them off to the Seychelles or make sure they had a good life in London or whatever. They didn't, like, parade them through the streets and make them wear a silly crown and stuff. It's dishonorable. It's just horrible behavior. It's the sort of thing the Israelis do. Again, I've got Al Pacino on the mind now. But, you know, in Glengarry Glen Ross, when he's cussing out Ed Harris, you know, what a big man you are and all of that sort of stuff. It is exactly that, though. It's just like, you know, does it make you feel more like a man, Matt Walsh, to, like, you know, humiliate someone else? It's weird. It's just weird. I don't get that sadistic side. I don't have it in myself. I don't like to see, you know, mistreatment and things like that. I don't get off on it. And I feel like British people in general don't like that sort of thing. And they wouldn't have liked it even back in the 18th or 19th century. It just goes against a basic sense of dignity and fair play. You know, I just don't like it. I really don't. And I feel like it comes, you know, maybe it's that New York mindset, if you understand what I'm saying.
Sure. Sure. And so, sure.
Sure, Jan.
Can you command a comma like Joseph Conrad?
Sure.
And sure, Jan.
Are you magnificent in your mastery of marginalism like Murray Rothbard?
Sure.
Sure, Jan.
Are you legendary in your logical leveling of lamentable loquacity?
Sure.
Sure, Jan.
Come on down to the January sale at the Academic Agency. Promo code SureJan for 25% off. All this January, I got more courses than the Queen had horses.
Sure, Jan.
I got better rates than Andrew Tate's had mates.
Sure, Jan.
I got better deals than Lizzo's had meals.
Sure.
Sure, Jan.
And so, sure. And so, sure. And so, sure.
But I'll say it again. You know, it doesn't matter what you go to. Everybody understands that if you have a defeated opponent, rubbing their face in the dirt is codified as heel. It's a villainous move. In pro wrestling, if the opponent is beaten, you know, the gentlemanly good guy thing to do is to offer your hand up, shake his hand, offer him back to his feet. That's the gentlemanly thing to do. The heel thing to do is the guy is beaten. You're not going to pin him, pull his head back up, rub his face in the mat. Everybody understands this is dishonorable, disgusting behavior, okay? That it's unnecessary humiliation. And in this case, Maduro's been paraded around the streets of New York in awfully bad taste, in my view. Examples I asked, I remember the atrocities in Abu Ghraib, where, you know, Iraqi prisoners were being tortured and made fun of by US troops. And again, this is another time where I thought, like, this is a weird moral sickness that exists in some people. I'm not a sadist in that way. I'm not a pervert. And, you know, for Matt Walsh to be coming out with these sorts of statements, I mean, it smacks of beta cuck rage. It smacks of trying to, like, vicariously, like, the energy it gives off to me is like the classic case of a guy who goes to work, he's picked on by his boss, then he gets home and he beats up his wife, right? Or he kicks his dog, like he abuses his dog or something like that. It is not masculine. It is not heroic. It is not honorable. It is not to be admired or respected. This is scumbag behavior. And it also is kind of, you know, it's the opposite of whatever you'd think of as proper masculinity. This is the opposite of it. It's beta, it's weak, it's really quite cut-coded, in my view, okay? And I really have seen this, like, I went and then had a look, and again, on Twitter, It's hard to tell how many people are bots, right? But then underneath that tweet by Matt Walsh, the number of people kind of, you know, going on this kind of cuck rage energy. Now, I've said repeatedly, it's not your empire. It's Ben Shapiro's empire. And so, like, where is Matt Walsh getting off on this? Okay. I mean, he's not controlling the American army. What is it, like a football team where you just, like, cheer on the actions of, like, your art? Like, is it that, what it's like when Manchester United or an NFL team win a game and you're kind of there on the sidelines cheering it on? Is that how it works? Is that what this is? But again, I would expect the if Manchester United started behaving in an outright heelish manner and, you know, trying to humiliate their opponents and acting in a heelish and dishonorable way, I'd expect Manchester United fans to have a problem with it. I'd expect them to come out and say, yeah, this is not cool. This is not what the club stands for and all this sort of stuff. So, yeah, I think this is I don't know if it's an American trait or if it's just like specific to some weird people like Matt Walsh. But this is not how the West has conducted itself, certainly not how this country, Britain, conducted itself in world history. You can go right back. I mean, here's my book, Foundations of Shakespeare. You can go right back. This kind of how a good guy behaves in victory and how a heel behaves in victory, you can see it right there in Shakespeare. There's a scene in Henry IV, Part One, where Hal, the feature Henry V, who's a babyface, who's a hero, okay? Yes, he's a bit like he's goes to taverns and things, but he's fundamentally a good guy. And there's a scene at the end of Henry IV, Part One, where he faces off against his rival, Hotspur, who has actually picked up arms in rebellion against his father, the king. And, you know, it's his deadly rival, and he defeats him on the battlefield. And when he's there over his defeated opponent who's dying, he doesn't spit on him. He doesn't rub his face in the mat. He actually pays respect to a worthy foe. He's honorable about it. He actually says, like, okay, I'm sad I had to do this. I'm sad you're on the other side, but you were a worthy foe. And this is a babyface move. Elsewhere in Shakespeare, you see how villains behave. King Lear, you know, Regan and her husband, is it Cornwall? When they capture Gloucester, he's already defeated. They've already got him, and they gouge out his eyes. This is how villains carry on. You know, humiliation on top of it. Overkill. And, I don't really like, I mean, I don't like the kind of gangsterism of this action in the first place. But even if you are going to do it, to revel in the humiliation on top of it, it's just it's heelish. And what is the net result of it? It's just going to make people dislike you. Why would you want to be disliked? If, you know, the purpose of the American empire is to gain vassals, well, a huge part of empire building is to gain the loyalty of vassal states, is to make those vassal states respect you. And if you're a Canadian, you know, seeing Matt Walsh, you say, oh, we're the boss and all this sort of stuff, that's not any way to rule. It's not judicious. It's not worthy of respect. It's just going to make Canadians hate you even more. What's the point of that? If nothing else, it's just poor, really bad imperial rule. Nobody respects somebody who tries to lord it over somebody else. All of the best empires have been able to manage these sorts of things through, you know, good messaging, reasonable optics, and so on. So I think the Americans are making a mistake carrying on in this way. You know, the more the American empire seems gangsterish and, you know, immoral, it's just not going to, I mean, it's going to lose support. And in the end, that will jeopardize the whole project, because if you're just seen as tyrannical or evil, or, you know, that historically is not good. And people remember in history, the bad leaders, the ones who carried on in a tyrannical or sadistic way. It also loses moral legitimacy. Okay, like the whole idea of America is that it's meant to be better than authoritarian regimes. It's meant to be better than the likes of Maduro, who's called a dictator and so on, who's this terrible guy, or Saddam Hussein, or any of the other people who were toppled by America. Right, so in order to make that argument, you have to also hold yourself to a higher moral standard. If you're just going to make out like bandits and also behave in a heelish way, you're not going to be able to get away with that for long, because it's just going to unite people in resistance, essentially. And you could say, well, America's got a big army, what are you going to do about it? The fact is that having the big army is not enough. You actually need to govern. You actually need to, have consent to some extent. Every regime needs legitimacy and needs the consent of the governed. And all of these sort of actions are just rapidly losing the consent of the governed, even more than they have already been disgruntled with the American Empire. So I do think that these sorts of carryings on are not great. And Matt Walsh, to me, symbolizes it. I just think it's got, I'm just going to say it's got just a small dick energy is what it is. It's small dick cuck energy. And it just looks bad. So I wanted to make a video ranting about that. Pick up a course at the Academic Agency. Promo code SHORJANG gets you 25% off right now. And I'll see you soon. If you like this video, be sure to like and subscribe. You can join the channel for thousands of hours of past shows in the archive and hundreds of videos. If you have any questions, you can leave a super chat or a super thanks, and I'll be sure to pick it up during my weekly office hours, which run every Tuesday afternoon. I also provide courses at the Academic Agency, which I encourage people to buy. Thousands of students now have taken the Trivium to improve their skills in writing, logic, and rhetoric. Just three of many courses available. Buy it now. But most importantly of all, friends, get out.